Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, Chris walks us through how you can dramatically improve your email marketing results through simple but powerful segmentation techniques.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today I'm tackling a problem I hear about constantly. Why is no one opening my emails anymore? In the next few minutes, I'll share three smart segmentation approaches that will help revitalize your email marketing and potentially triple your engagement rates, plus a quick homework assignment you can implement right after this episode. Let's start with a hard truth. Sending the exact same email to your entire mailing list is like shouting in a crowded room. Most people will tune you out. I used to make this mistake too, wondering why my open rates were stuck at 15%. Then I discovered the power of segmentation. First approach, segment by engagement level. This is the easiest place to start. Look at your email list and divide it into three simple groups: highly engaged, opened or clicked in the last 30 days, somewhat engaged, opened in the last 90 days, and inactive, no opens for over 90 days. For highly engaged subscribers, you can send more frequent content. These folks actually want to hear from you. For the somewhat engaged, focus on your most valuable content only. And for inactives, create a specific re-engagement campaign instead of continuing to send them regular emails that they're clearly not interested in. Implementing an approach like this can cause your engagement to jump significantly and potentially fairly quickly. And it's not because we're creating more content. Rather, you're delivering the right content to the right people. Second approach, segment by interest areas. Pay attention to what links people are clicking in your emails. If someone consistently clicks on content about social media, but never on your email marketing tips, well, that's valuable information to have. Create a simple tracking system. You don't need fancy tools for this. Just can add URL parameters to your links and review which topics generate the most clicks. Then, tag subscribers based on these interest patterns. Once you've identified these interest groups, you can craft more targeted content. Someone who's always looking at your social media content might love a deep dive into Instagram strategy, while your email marketing enthusiasts would prefer tactics to improve deliverability. Third approach, segment by customer journey stage. New subscribers need different information than longtime customers. Look at where people are in their journey with you. New subscribers need foundational content and quick wins. Established subscribers want more advanced techniques. People who become customers may need implementation help and ways to maximize their investment, and former customers might need reasons to come back. Adjust your messaging for each group. For new subscribers, focus on establishing your credibility and delivering immediate value. For long-time subscribers, you can skip the basics and dive straight into advanced strategies. Here's a bonus insight. Combine these approaches for even more powerful results. An engaged new subscriber interested in social media needs very different content than a somewhat engaged, long-time customer focused on email marketing. Now, for some homework, I want you to open your email marketing platform right now, yes, immediately after this episode, and create your first segment based on engagement. Identify subscribers who have opened an email in the last 30 days and tag them as highly engaged. Then, for your next email, create a special version just for them that acknowledges their engagement and offers something extra. This small step will take you maybe 10 minutes, but should immediately improve your relationship with your most valuable subscribers. That'll do it for this episode. I'll see you next time.
And that wraps up today's episode on transforming your email marketing through smart segmentation. Remember, the key takeaways are to look for ways to segment your audience by engagement level, interest areas, and customer journey stage to deliver more relevant content to each group. Join us next time for another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. If you found this helpful, please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.